Sure, I can tell you very quickly.
Okay, here, I'm gonna pass this over.
There you go, Robert.
Okay, the law very much said that the state agency needs to have recommendation or input from the state rehabilitation council, which we don't have, because we have a group of commissioners who are in their majority consumers. It doesn't say you have to, but in general, it would be good that you to give your blessings to the state plan. If you haven't read it and you could vote on that today, that's okay. I think the public hearing will be on February 10th, and at least three of you can be there. You can also say that you agree with our state plan. Like I mentioned earlier, the main two changes were the different measurable standard that they are looking at. They are looking at combined report from VR and the agency, and also from other WIOA partners. And to me, the main one is that we are going to be off order of selection, and I don't think anybody will oppose to that.
No.
And the other one has to be there because it's the changing the law, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not something we have to vote on as a board, correct?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah, I don't remember. Do you ever?
Like I say, we don't have any state council.
Right, right. Yeah, and February 10th is one of the hearings?
It's the only one in different state offices under the VR.
Okay. Would it be beneficial or desirable to have a commissioner there? Or is it needed? Or
it's not needed, but it's always good to know that we are involved. I'm not going to be there because, like I said, I had a previous commitment.
Okay.
But,
will anybody be there from the commission?
Pardon?
Will anybody be there?
Yeah, I think Connie Daly will be there. Is there Connie?
Yes.
Connie.
Connie.
Nancy Fleurl and Kathy Stevens.
All right. Well, good.
Yep.
Well, I'll be honest, I haven't read it all yet. All right.
I know.
Yeah. But rest assured I will.
Our part was good.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
all right. Well, thank you, Carlos. All right. Next on the agenda, we have finish setting meeting topics for 2020. And maybe you don't know the new commissioners, but every meeting we have what's called a focus topic, and this time it was on mentoring, the NFP mentoring program. Mike brought up the idea, hey, before we set the agenda, we should get the input from the new commissioners. So we've already got the dates established, and Kathy, do you have those dates and locations?
Yeah. Well, the next meeting will be the first Saturday in May, and that one's going to be in Kearney.
Right.
And that's the executive director's evaluation.
Right.
And then it was mentioned to possibly have a short topic on how well the staff are doing working from home.
Okay.
Or working from not having an office.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that that's a focus topic or just a brief.
Well, and then the thing is we'll be in Kearney, and that's kind of one of the offices that was impacted, right? So.
Right.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say I did send a copy to both the new commissioners of the document that showed the list of all the topics we've had for the whole bunch of years, and just said, you know, hey, we've done these. Not saying we couldn't do them again, because some things have changed, but,
right,
you know, just here's something for you guys to think about.
Right.
Yeah.
And the minutes are a good reference,
yeah,
too, if they want to review the focus topic on what.
Historically, there's been times that, I think most times, the executive director is the focus topic. Does that sound right,
yeah,
Robert?
No.
That's
right.
Yeah. I think last year we kept pushing back an item, and we ended up having a longer agenda because we had the executive director's evaluation and the
tour of the facility
down
there.
But I wouldn't even have a problem if we just made the executive director's evaluation the focus topic. Board members, any thoughts on that? Or maybe we can do both. I guess we wouldn't have to have a long focus topic on, but it would be interesting to get the input. You know, only problem with Kearney, we have a couple of retirees there that, is there enough input there in Kearney that we could have a good focus topic? Yeah.
But I thought the suggestion of what was brought up last time, I would like to hear from the staff just how they're feeling, doing, how they're adjusting to working out of their homes. That'd be great to hear, I think. At some point.
That could be something that could be discussed at the state staff meeting, too.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah.
And you'd have all the staff there.
Well, any other? Well, let's talk about Kearney. Gosh.
Yeah, let's just keep it the executive director.
Oh, okay.
That's
executive
the focus.
Director.
Yeah.
Is that okay, guys?
That sounds good.
Fine with me.
Yeah. Okay.
Then so. the next meeting's Friday, July 31st in Lincoln, and in a location downtown somewhere.
Yeah.
And the
Friday, not just Saturday, huh?
Friday.
Yeah, we were.
And then the focus topic is to be determined.
Yeah.
You had a suggestion on wages.
Yeah, I should.
Did we talk about wages?
Well, you talked about it, but it wasn't decided totally yet.
Yeah, because it's the last Friday of wages. Is that what you said, Carol?
Yes.
Well, that would be good if we could maybe even handpick one or two to come in and talk. I don't know. I hate to tell them they're working. We don't want to work as good, so we don't want to disrupt that.
If you wouldn't mind to keep in mind also the idea of having the celebration of the 20th anniversary of the
commission. Oh! You want to just, would that tie into that, the timing and everything?
It's up to you. We can work it together. You
know? Yeah, well, could we have the celebration that same day?
Cut here?
Yeah.
That was the plan, to have the celebration
okay.
in the afternoon.
Well, how about we do the
perfecto.
20-year celebration of becoming a separate state agency, right?
I don't have to wear a tie, do I?
yes.
Yeah, well... No, I think that's a great idea. I think, and you know, it is a big deal. Not every state has a separate state agency, and we fought.
The last one that became a separate.
We were last one.
Yep.
Wow, and I know haven't there been some that have been rescinded or they've gone back to?
Yep.
Yeah, and we believe, you know, as consumers, that the needs of the blind are unique and separate and. We would benefit significantly from specialized vocational rehabilitation services. And it didn't happen by chance. It took work, and we got to continue to celebrate that and defend it. So I think that's a good idea. So
then would the location be here then for the meeting or still downtown?
What do you think?
Like if we were going to have an open house here,
mm-hmm.
I'm
well,
just asking.
Well, maybe we could just have it here then. I mean, well, do you have the facilities to do that now? With
here, yeah.
Okay, you do, okay.
Yep.
I know we don't have the space we used to.
I would come always rent next door.
Okay, well, maybe that will increase participation, too, in our meeting process.
Mm-hmm.
So would we have at the same time, 9 o'clock in the morning? And and then when we're done, we maybe get to eat some cake or something. So that'd be great.
Yeah, give us some better old time.
Yeah. All right, well, unless there's any opposition, we'll do the... celebration, and that's, July 31st, right?
Yeah.
And all right, that leads us into, November in Omaha?
November 7th.
November 7th, Omaha. We kind of have a standing tradition that in the winter months, in November, we meet in Omaha, and then in February, we meet in Lincoln. So just to kind of reduce the travel on the staff and Carlos, in the adverse weather conditions. So we have Omaha in November. Any ideas? Anything on the air? How will you be on that science stuff you're working on? Will that be anywhere where we can talk about it?
I'll know after February 13th.
Because that would be interesting, but I don't know if we want to commit to that yet. That sounds really innovative.
So how about this Kimberly or this Fred guy?
Yeah, what do you got? Some ideas?
Liz.
Well, I love the idea of the science thing, but that's just because I'm a science geek. So. Oh, wow.
You the science guy? Kimberly, you got any thoughts?
No.
Okay. Well, do you think we'd be at that point? Or, Carol, I don't want to commit to something we can't do.
If you could, we'll know February 13th. That's when our next meeting is. So yeah. If you could table the topic.
Well, I guess we can take that
tentatively
one.
Have it, you know.
What's that?
Have it as a tentative.
Okay, tentative. I think that would be exciting. And I think it's another thing that... I think Nebraska has been leaders in the innovation and transition, and I think this would be another thing that no other state's doing that, or are they? Are other states doing this?
Not as a state, no.
Okay, cool. Well, how about we tentatively put that as the agenda in November? All right. Well, that was easy enough. Now, the one that's going to take a little discussion is we need to discuss and act upon a commissioner's retreat. And a little background that's been, I think, 4 years ago we had two new commissioners come on, sound familiar? And we thought that it would be good, they thought then, because I didn't know anything, that it would be good to have a time where the five commissioners get together and bond and go over what the expectations are of commissioners. And just, it was a great opportunity to go through what it says we're supposed to do, and I'll have to say, Mike, if he's here or not. Mike, the former chair, Mike, had done a really outstanding job of kind of putting together a lot of different things that, you know, the history of what the commissioners have done, and we've got kind of a nice living document about everything that's happened as commissioners. We talked about when Mike was here last time that it'd be maybe it's a good idea to get together in a retreat. Last time we met. Oh, go ahead, Robert.
So I think Becky and I also had the honor. I think of the first retreat with Mike and the other commissioners that were on at that time. So it was really a smart decision to do it. We were the first, I think. So then Mark and was in the second group. So yeah.
Well, I guess we need to talk about it. First of all, a date, and then a location. Kimberly, you come from, is it Kearney?
Yes.
So I'm just thinking about logistically how we could get together. Last time it was like an overnight thing. And we had like Chad coming from Alliance, Nebraska. You know, maybe if we could pick a place in between. Becky, you have to come away too, so that's another consideration. Do we want to do an overnight retreat or just a day-long retreat? What? Any thoughts on that? I'm always, you know, concerned about costs and other things. My weeks are pretty busy, so I'm assuming we're going to do it over a weekend. Would that be a fair assumption?
Mm-hmm.
Weekend.
Well, whatever works.
Yeah, so...
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, go ahead, Brad.
I would just say that, if you're worried about cost, you do have a person on the board who works at a hotel.
Oh, okay. Well, we also have conflicts of interest. So, well, if you can give us a deal, a deal. So,
don't trumpet that. Okay.
So, and here's the thing: if whenever the commissioners meet, you know, the public has a right to know about it. We will be in closed session, but time and a date. So isn't that right, Kathy? We had to announce.
Yes, it's a public meeting.
Public meeting.
Yeah, but then you just go into executive session.
Yeah.
So. Could it even be done during if it's on the weekend? I was going to say even when school's out.
I don't know if we could do it the same weekend as we have a commissioner's meeting too. Could it be such a thing that we would meet, I don't know, Friday night before the Kearney thing? Well, that would be hard for you, Becky, right, to get there early if we did something like that.
I don't know when you're having your reunion.
Yeah.
Mark, I know it's not public comment, but I have some insight.
Okay, so I'll acknowledge that former commissioner to speak.
All right. I'll stand up.
And Mike, can you chime in if you have any thoughts too?
Sure.
Do you want me to
hand them? Yeah, hand them there. Yeah, being a commissioner is kind of like a fraternity, so we're going to.
Anyway. Some background information on the retreat. I think when Julie and I and Nancy were on the board, and I forget who else was there.
Robert and I were there.
Yeah, right.
I think that's when we initially started that.
Nebraska City was the first time
yes,
we did.
Yes, Nebraska City was the first one. It was overnight. It was kind of a get-together Friday afternoon type thing, and then finish up Saturday by noon. March was picked because that was the time frame that worked for everybody. There's nothing that says it has to be in March. There's nothing that says it has to be in April, May. There's really no time set as to when it has to happen, so long as it happens within the first year of the new commissioner's appointment. So that's all I wanted to ask.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you.
You want to ask?
Mike, you got any thoughts? And Barbara, if you got any thoughts, you know, chime in.
I would just say that while bonding is something that happens, that is not a goal of the commissioner's retreat. The goal of the commissioner's retreat is to help new commissioners understand all the responsibilities that that are asked of them, all the policies and procedures that they'll be asked to follow. It is an opportunity for frank conversations to happen that I will say won't happen in a public forum. That's why part of it is an executive session. Experiences of commissioners that they would not maybe speak openly about in an open session, but would closed are expressed that are helpful to new commissioners. So it is a learning. It is certainly that it's a learning opportunity. I'm trying to remember when we did it in Kearney. I can't remember. I know it was an overnight deal, but I don't remember if we met the next day or not. I know we had a full day worth of agenda. I just don't remember if it was a split day, like we met one night and then the next morning, or if it was all day long. It seems to me that it's been, when we've done them, it's been about a day's worth of an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we did was we got there and we met and had dinner together. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we met in Kearney, had dinner together, and then got up early in the morning, and then had lunch, and then finished up in the afternoon.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess there's one thing that we have to be careful as commissioners, not to be more than three of us be seen together, because it could be considered a meeting. And I know
this will be a
this
meeting.
Will be. A
well,
meeting.
I know, but when you have like dinner together or something, it's just, you know, it's you have to be careful of this stuff. I appreciate your comment. Yeah, bonding is secondary to going over policies and procedures.
One other comment about that, though, is that due to the kind of the nature of how this is run, there is no decisions that are made at this event. There's no vote. Technically there's two votes. There's one to go into executive session, and there's one to come out of executive session, and that's it. That's the only voting that is done. There's no other decisions that are made. It is just a learning opportunity.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, I'm, in hindsight, I wish I'd had logistics worked out. I'll take responsibility for this to maybe have a date, but I didn't know what people's calendars look like either, so I didn't want to be presumptuous that, okay, I've got this hotel set up for this date, we can meet, so... Yeah, hey, Barbara, I want to hear your report.
Yeah, she's a fellow commissioner, too.
Yeah.
I was going to wait until public comment, but since you invited me to
yeah.
say something, I decided to take you up on the invitation.
Yeah.
And thank you. And my concern is the one that you just last raised, which has to do with the public meeting laws. And part of why the public meeting laws of Nebraska exist in the way that they do is for the very thing that you were talking about, where a majority of any entity isn't supposed to, I mean, if you happen to have a chance meeting and you can't avoid it, then obviously, I mean, you can talk about, okay, we're not saying anything about commission business or whatever, it's a chance meeting, but when you do it on purpose, and I realize you're saying, well, we're going to vote to go into executive session, and we're going to vote to go out of it, or whatever, but the very kind of thing that, where people talk about, you know, we bond, we do those kinds of things, or people can say things that they wouldn't say in public. When you're talking about a board, which this is, which has representatives of various entities and things like that, it is crucial that the public not feel uncomfortable about what you're doing in the way of business. And so I know that people have talked about getting in touch with the governor's people and all those kinds of things, and the trappings look good. And because a lot of us have been involved for a long time, and we know the specific people we're dealing with at this point, we don't have any reason to distrust the specific individuals who are talking about doing things or whatever. But the precedent that this kind of thing can set as time goes by and people get more lax and this and that happens, it begins to make me think about why the public meeting laws were framed in the way that they were. It probably was in response to a time when everybody maybe edged into having backroom kinds of deals and conversations that, well, we wouldn't say that in public, but we can say it privately, and then publicly we can finish whatever the deal is or whatever. It makes me uncomfortable. And as one of the people who really worked hard to get our agency to be separate, to have us get a commission board that was able to work together, but also know that sometimes there would be points of disagreement that we needed to be able to deal with without feeling like we were, you know, doing something that was affecting a friendship or a I don't know, arrangement that would be different privately from publicly and that kind of thing. I feel real strongly about that, and I don't feel comfortable with the whole
Weekend gathering, yeah.
Retreat idea.
Yeah.
I think it has potential for more problems than
benefits, yeah.
Solutions. And I think that the work of the commission board, the getting commissioners up to speed in terms of the history, in terms of everything else, I don't think it's necessary to meet in a closed session about that. And I think if a focus topic wants to be getting people up to date or whatever and send the information ahead of time, that seems like a good idea. And I don't know what the cost of it is, but in terms of the commission's budget, as a member of the Friends of the Commission, I'm concerned about that too. And so I know people, you know, will do what you guys think is right and honorable and everything else, but this seems like an unnecessary thing that gets onto the edge of whether it's the best idea.
Can I?
Yeah.
My perspective.
Thank you for your perspective on that. Yeah, go ahead, Becky.
Speaking from my experience, and how it benefited me, of course, having a daughter who's blind, and knowing a lot of the people involved with the commission, but knowing the responsibility of a commissioner, the responsibility of just even what the agency stands for, I didn't know all that. And was I going to research it all just for my benefit? I had too much going on. It wasn't feasibly possible for me to do that. So when we broke it all down, Robert took part of, separated it. So Robert did part of it. Michael did part of it. I did part of it. And then we shared with the new commissioners is kind of what we did. So in that way, and then when I learned it, the same way, it was taught to me, and so I didn't have to do all the research, but I was given the knowledge to a lot of it that maybe I couldn't have, and not that I didn't want to, but I just didn't have time to find out about what my role even was as a commissioner, because I wanted to do my best, but sometimes if you don't have knowledge to what is expected of you, you can't really do your best. So I guess that's, either way, I mean,
can I share?
Yes, you may share.
For those of you who don't know, I was also a former commissioner. And it's one thing when the law says blindness, rehab experiences. I received services as a client, and I knew what that meant. But some of the previous commissioners, current commissioners, have had the added benefit of having worked for the agency and have built those relationships within the agency and staff. Not everyone has that same opportunity as others. And I know being a brand new commissioner, I felt extremely inept, uneducated. I did not have a clue what I was doing or what was expected of me. You get reports emailed to you, and you're expected to vote on it, but if you don't understand, one, what you're reading, two, what it means, and three, how it affects the overall picture of rehab, you're going to pass something. You don't know if it's good, bad, right, wrong, pink, purple, or polka dotted. It's going to sound good. And is that the best interest for our Board of Commissioners when we're supposed to be serving consumers who are our primary interest? That's why we're here. Yeah. And so I would have loved to have had a retreat or some sort of training so those who had been commissioners, you know, before me, who are current commissioners, could have taught me stuff. It would have made me feel so much more, you know, adequate for what I was doing and not feel just so lost. So those are just
very good
comments.
Okay, well, thank you, Carol. All right, well, I'm a believer that history is a good indicator of the past. And I heard two things that Barbara pointed out and that I take to heart. And I'm going to agree with you on the first part. We got to be careful with the perception of when commissioners gather together. We don't want to give the indication that we're doing anything that's not transparent. But so here's what we're going to do, and this is how commissions work. Us five here are now going to take what we heard, and we're going to decide what to do. So thank you, guys. If my opinion, what I heard was, yes, bonding is not the main priority, and I shouldn't have said it that way. We do need to meet together because of things that Carol said. I would be a strong proponent of let's meet together and then separate after we're done and before. So I think we could make this like a 6 or 8 hour deal. And that way we're not seen eating dinner together or different things. We could have breakfast brought in and dinner brought in. And that way there's no doubt that when we're meeting together, we're meeting together. And when we're done, we're done. And so what would you first of all think about just having a one-day meeting?
I personally think we could do it in a day.
And that saves money and saves time. Becky, if you have to come in early, we'll make that.
I would have to request to come in the night before.
Yeah. So I'm thinking
if it's going to be in a central location.
And Kimberly, and you're new, but you're already commissioner, so your say just matters as much as ours. So if you got any thoughts, I'm going to pass this over to you. And the same way with you, Brent.
Yeah. Well, I do agree that some kind of training is going to be helpful. I'm okay with it being just a day. It just would help to be able to ask questions and ask for clarification, where in a more formal setting, it's harder to ask those questions because you don't want to slow down the progress of what's going on.
Yeah, okay. How about you, Brad? Any thoughts?
I mean, first of all, words can't describe the respect that I have for not only Barbara Lowe's but all the other past commissioners we have and for the opinions that they have. So I certainly want to take her warnings to heart on that. I also know that personally, with all of the emails that I've been getting since I was appointed, there are times that I've been sitting there like, what the hell is this talking about? So I can certainly understand the need for this training and, anything that I can get that will help me to better serve the people that I have been appointed to serve, I definitely want to do what I can.
Okay, well. Now, does everybody feel comfortable we can pick a date?
Sure.
Yeah, how about you, Kimberly and Brent, you have a pretty good handle on date?
Yes, I think so.
How about you?
Well, I think it needs to be probably before the May meeting, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
Is that what you're thinking?
So.
Okay.
I would say, what would you think about, we don't, April's not bad. We're not into Mother's Day or graduations and stuff. I know I've got a state convention on the 18th of April. What do you think about, if we did it the 25th of April, would that then have to meet the next week? Is that too much too soon to together?
Too much together?
Yeah.
Too much togetherness?
Yeah.
25th is a resource fair.
Well, I guess
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
May I throw out a suggestion of consider doing it earlier earlier, possibly in March? The reason you're crowding your May meeting, something that I had suggested you have on the agenda that I don't see on the agenda for today.
And we're going to talk about that, the evaluation.
Okay, well, it's not on the agenda.
I know. I know.
Was the agenda process, or I'm sorry, was the evaluation process and being able to go over that so that the new commissioners are
that's true.
Comfortable with that. And not having to digest all of that and the process in 7 days.
Okay, I would agree with that. I know my February's out of the question, and the only thing I don't have is I got a trip to Washington, D.C., but I think I could even work around that.
Let me throw March 21st or 28th out there for anybody.
Either are fine.
Yeah, it should work for me, too.
I'll be with the birds on the 21st.
Well, 28th?
28th?
That's not spring break weekend, is it?
I have no idea.
Anybody that got college kids? Well, I can work around the 28th. Robert?
Yes.
Will you be back from the birds by then?
Oh, yeah. It's just that weekend of the 21st.
Okay, March 28th. And okay, now we just got to pick a location. Is Lincoln, you know, if we have it at a hotel, we got to, you know, there's some cost and coordination. Is there a chance we could have it here? Would that work for you? Because I want to be respectful of the people coming the farthest. And that would probably be Carney.
That would be fine.
And,
that's fine, I think.
Could we make that work, Kathy and Carlos, as far as this location?
You mean this building?
Yeah.
This room?
You know,
Yeah,
so we're going to say March 28th at this location from, let's say 9 o'clock to, come with your bellies full so we don't have to worry about breakfast. And we'll order in lunch, and then we'll wrap this up at, say, 3 o'clock. That way you guys can get home. And if you need to, you know, if you need hotel reservations to get here the night before, how about you? Did you come in last night?
I did.
Kimber? Okay. So the 28th, 9 to, what did I say, 3:30? Or 3? And then Robert and Becky and I will have to put together the content, okay? Mm-hmm. Now we need to decide that because we can't meet together between now and then. And that's how it works.
Well, you can talk to her and then you can talk to me.
All right, I can do that because this open meeting law is, there's a reason for it. We want to be respectful of that.
I have agendas from past.
I was going to say, do we have meetings and agendas from last?
Well, I'll tell you what, if you have the agenda from last one, I'll tweak it.
Yeah.
I'll get it out.
Yeah, because Kathy was so nice to send it to us.
Yeah, so, okay, 28th.
Because it's going to be the same information, just new people.
Yeah, new people, and we got a lot better details, so... Okay, very good. Good discussion, guys. That's how the sausage is made.
I've never heard that before.
What?
That's how the sausage is made.
Yeah, you grind it all, put it on there. I work in the meat industry, I'm sorry. You grind it and press it and squirt it out.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay, hold on. We're going to go to public comment here.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Let's see. We got the retreat. Now we're at public comment, so... anybody want to speak from the public? I heard Mike, right?
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Brad Lowe.
Brad, yes. Anybody else? All right, well, public comment time. Okay, Mike.
I was just going to say that you could, public meeting law allows a committee to be formed.
I know.
And so that you could meet as a committee and have a discussion to plan that.
Yeah, I think I appreciate that. I like the agenda worked in the past, and I will. Yeah, but thank you. Commissioner, we can talk here. Are you okay if I take the agenda from previous meetings and tweak it and then send it out?
Yes, sir.
You okay with that, Becky?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So, are you also going to break it down to
who has
the role of?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll probably talk to you individually, but we can't meet as a group, and that's how it goes.
Okay.
But if we have a committee meeting, we can.
Yeah.
On the phone.
Yeah, but...
Okay, I don't care.
Yeah.
It works.
I don't have to announce a committee meeting to the public.
No.
So, okay. Thank you, Mike. Brad?
You know, not to beat a dead horse, I'd like to go back there at the moment to build on what Barbara said. You know, her comment is not about anybody who here that we know. You know, we all know each other, and I think we all trust each other pretty much, but whenever you're dealing with a government entity, it's not just a matter of what's happening now, because it's, when you do anything, you're starting a precedent. And we're also talking about a time in the future when other people may be on this committee that we don't know and love and trust as much as all of you up there. And maybe we don't really trust those people and we're suspicious about what they're up to. But the precedents have been set that this is acceptable. And so we're not just talking about what's happening now with you people, we're talking about what door are you opening to possibilities for the future. And that's true for any government situation at any level. For whatever it's worth, I thought I would...
Well, thank you.
All right.
We have another comment.
Yeah, okay. Who wants to be recognized yet? Dale. Okay, Dale.
Excuse me. I am going to be dead horse. Is there some reason why this can't be public? I mean, I have no desire to come to the meeting. Many people don't have to, come to the meeting, but you could eliminate a lot of issue just by making it public, even regardless of how boring it might be for one person or another to explain to the new commission members all of the history of the commission, everything that the members and commissioners have gone through over the years. But you could eliminate all those issues regarding open meetings by having an open meeting. I mean, is there something confidential that you can't possibly have an open meeting?
Answer.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
There is one thing that made it confidential, but that was some experiences that that commissioners had had that they wouldn't feel comfortable about speaking about publicly. But the vast majority of it is no. It's no. There's nothing confidential about it. It's reviewing material that I could email you tomorrow. So that might be, maybe that is something to be considered, that the 95% of your time is open, and there's a small portion of it, if you choose to even do that, I'm thinking of some of the experiences that were shared previously, and I'm not sure, if they were experiences of mine that I shared, and that I wouldn't talk about here today. Mm-hmm. But if if you guys don't have things like that that you would be sharing, then maybe it's not even necessary. But I'll leave that up to you. But maybe a good portion of it could be just open.
Yeah, because, go ahead. We never did really vote on it, so we can still discuss this. And I think we should make a vote on this to make it official.
Kathy has a...
My question would be, if you have the whole thing as a public meeting, normally we record all of our public meetings and they're posted on the website.
Sure.
So that's my,
Well, we're going to have to say whatever it's going to see the light of day.
And I would have to be in attendance to do the recordings.
Okay. Robert?
I was going to say, probably for some people it would be an interesting document to read, because what is it take to become a commissioner? That might encourage some people to become a commissioner. Really. So it can be interesting. Really.
Well, every board has its own flavor. We all try to follow the law. And what I would say is, whenever I'm a commissioner, it's business, it's not personal. So I have no problem with whatever I discuss. I need to think and speak in a business manner anyway. So as far as I'm concerned, if the public has a desire to be here and hear us go through some of the minutiae that makes us good commissioners, personally, I would go with the majority of the vote. So I would vote to keep it public.
So on that agenda, we would have public comments too, right?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. And we would have it probably structured a little
bit. Well, I'm not available on the 28th of March.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
But.
And you're big. 28th of March. How about what's the, is it the next one, like the 1st of April or 2nd of April?
State staff too.
State staff. Oh, that's not bad.
State staff is
6 Do we have to? We would have to take minutes, and if it's
yeah,
open,
who's
yeah.
Who's going to do all the minutes?
Yeah, that's a big job.
That's,
I don't want to do it.
No, I'm not doing it.
Kathy is.
Yeah,
I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Could you record it in 2 minutes?
Oh, maybe you could hire Katie. She could come do court reporting.
No, that's
report.
What I was going to say. We could hire someone because you are not going to be making decisions.
Yeah.
We should be having a lot of notes.
Yeah.
And then record the whole thing for the public.
Yeah. Would that disappoint you if you're not involved, Kathy?
Well, but technically, the only thing that needs to be in minutes is the results of voting. So I'll be all that discussion. The only thing that really needs to be in the minutes is the agenda.
Yeah, and I don't know if we'd have to have real detailed minutes. You know, it's just informational.
Well, would we need to have a recording? Says, a lot of it's already written up.
Recording's not.
If I talk about the history of the commission, well,
required
that's a document.
Law.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's why we have public comment is to kind of learn and... if the public has a desire to know things, and if we can do that. So I can't make a motion, but I know what my thoughts are. You want to make it a public meeting?
Yes, I'll make a motion to make it a public meeting. I think it would be really an interesting take on it for real.
Anybody got a second to that?
Second.
Okay, I'm going to restate the meeting if it's all right. We have a motion to have a commissioner's, let's call it... preparedness meeting or
orientation.
Commissioner's orientation on Saturday, March 28th, starting at 9 o'clock, and we'll have an agenda, and hopefully we'll be done by 3:30.
We should have someone from the governor's office that has in the process to become.
Well, here's just a, you know, because we've got 4 commissioners here today. It'd be interesting to hear what they had to say. You know, I'm a believer we learn, so why not make this as interactive as we can? Would you come, Jim, if we had a meeting?
I guess.
Yeah. How about you, Mike? Mike, would you be here?
I can't be.
Yeah, how about you? Yeah, Barbara? All right. You know, as a board, we have our final say, but, you know,
You didn't ask Carol.
Carol? Yeah, can you? I don't want to. Yeah, Carol? It's up to her.
I guess it's up to my boss, but...
Yeah, can Carol come?
Well, she could come, but that's something that you need to double check because she's a staff member.
Okay, yeah, that's...
What?
Okay.
Because she's what?
Staff.
Oh.
Well, she can come to the meeting. I just, you know, it's what role she can speak from.
Yeah, that's my question.
And I guess here's what I'd say. I'd let you decide what her role can be. How's that?
Well, you know,
she might take a debate.
Yeah. And you know what?
I want her to come. It's just, we'll double check with the HR.
Yeah, if you can.
Just to make it right, yeah.
But, all right, we have a motion to, I think I said it, we're going to do roll call. Becky?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Brett?
Yes.
Kimberly?
Yes.
And Mark says yes. Great. Right. Good discussion. Now, having made that decision, is there any more public comment? Very good?
Yeah, good comment.
Yeah, good. Okay, typical final announcements. You know we got a meeting coming up on March 28th, and our regular quarterly meeting will be in May in Kearney?
May 2nd at the Holiday Inn in Kearney.
May 2nd at the Holiday Inn in Kearney, and I can't think of anything else, but...
Can I bring up a question?
Yeah, absolutely.
So maybe for the next agenda for our next meeting too, or the following, we might want to revisit the commissioner's activity. I'd be okay with revisiting that.
Yeah. And while this wasn't an agenda item, our next meeting is the executive director's evaluation. And we need certain documents from you, Carlos, so that we can do the executive director's evaluation. Are you familiar with what we need?
I only got a set of questions. I think there were 6 questions that I needed to respond.
Yeah.
That was the only document I sent. The other 2 were sent by the business office. By Julie.
Okay, and where are we at on that, Robert, on the indicators and that? Do you...
Well, isn't that what we kind of talked about earlier? Carlos, the common performance.
Yeah, because when you did the